This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. Got an idea on how to make the show better? F*** you.
We got this email, RAD at radradio.com. There's no name on it, but I did mention earlier that Shelby Elias from financewithshelby.com would be joining us. And dude took the opportunity to write in and said, I've been waiting patiently for Shelby to come back on. I just wanted to give him a major shout out because of United Wholesale Lending. My wife and I were able to buy our first house, which we closed on the 22nd.
Yay!
They made buying this house the easiest thing ever. Aww. Every one of his team members is absolutely amazing. I would definitely recommend United Wholesale Lending to anyone. And everyone found online at financewithshelby.com. How you doing, Shelby? Good to
I'm
see you.
I'm doing great.
You know, you're really embracing this I'm a radio star role now.
Yeah.
Because you pulled the ultimate radio star move today where you literally, like, walked in at the last minute, sat down, totally comfortable, ready to go. Because that's how most scum in our industry do it. Not that you're scum. Jesus,
no,
don't hear that.
That
no.
came out wrong.
I mean, that was so, it was like super smooth. The minute Brandon told me you're a minute and a half out, I looked at my timer. I'm like, oh, we got 3 minutes, no problem. And then you pulled the baller move. You went and I think you used the restroom with like 40 seconds left, sat down, ready to go right away.
So calm, ready.
You're amazing.
Ready,
so good to have you here. Look, I'm going to do a little different. I'm gonna back things up. You know, every now and then I do this with you where it's like, hold on, we don't want to talk past people. So let's start by reminding people again, it's financewithshelby.com. What exactly, because I know the answer and longtime listeners are like, do we have to do this? Yes. We got new listeners all the time, et cetera. Because it's not just what you think. So what exactly does United Wholesale Lending do?
United Wholesale Lending focuses on residential real estate financing. So we're a little bit different than a traditional mortgage company because we actually analyze your financial position and make sure that you're making educated home buying decisions. So not only are we going to tell you what you qualify for and what your monthly payment's going to be, but we also analyze where is your credit, how do you get your credit in the best position possible to get the very best interest rate, how much cash flow do you have coming in, what are your future goals for buying, are you going to treat this house more of an investment or is this going to be your forever home, are you going to turn it into a rental property in the future, like very deep analysis, and everything's based on my own personal experience. So, you know, a lot of people in my industry, they maybe are helping somebody buy a house and they don't even own a home, you know, and I've bought and I own over 40 different properties. I'm very versed in rental properties, cash flow. I've been in the business and owned United Wholesale for over 15 years. So it's a very different approach. And what people are always shocked on, they're like, it's really you. And it is. I literally take every single lead call. So, wow. You know, that's people are shocked and I hear it every day and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that it's actually you and it's actually me.
If resumes don't impress you, you got to make sure you follow Shelby on Insta because, you know, it's one thing to list off. Well, here's my gravitas. Here's everything why I'm great. Well, the knowledge that you drop for free on Instagram, which is just his name, Shelby Elias, E-L-I-A-S, on a regular basis, it overwhelms people. We get emails just out of nowhere of, oh my God, did you see Shelby's video? I mean, he just literally gave away something he could be charging for. And we've talked before about why you do that. Now, let's go back to the other thing about United Wholesale Lending is you do it from both sides.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, lending. There are people who are like, well, so you're the finance guy or are you the real estate guy?
Yeah.
Well, you're both.
Yeah, well, so not me specifically, but I do own a real estate company as well, and we have tons of real estate agents all over California. So it's very important within that transaction that you position yourself with a great team, and they have to be in sync, right? So most people go to a real estate agent first, which is the wrong move. You go to your finance guy first, figure out the game plan, but then you want to sync in a great agent, and that's what we do. So we own both the real estate company and the mortgage company. So we believe that that's the best way to really give the best client experience and make sure that things are being done properly.
While you were listing off the ways that you help people figure out their path, you used the phrase something like building wealth through real estate investing. Are you buying this home for investment? And a lot of people kind of went, wait a minute. Well, it's just you just work hard and you buy a house. If you're lucky, you maybe buy a bigger house later. I mean, that's kind of how for generations we've been taught and told, et cetera. I know there's a big debate out there over the American dream, and is it no, it's not falling away or failing. That's another segment. And don't get Shelby and I started on all the can'ts and the don'ts and the hurdles and the self-doubts and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know you yet when my wife and I bought our latest home. And I wish I would have. Because had you said to me, well, wait a minute, are you looking, is this the forever home? We would have said, no. It's a beautiful home. It's gorgeous. We love it. But it's not going to be where we live forever. And we would have done things a different way.
Yeah.
You would have said, okay, whoa, pal, then we're going to do it this way. So what is building wealth through real estate investment? How does that look?
Yeah. So it's really important that everybody understands that real estate is your best financial tool. I know everybody's heard that before, but like, why? And what does it actually mean? And what it means is it's the only opportunity that you have to purchase an asset that they give you the bank's leverage. So you leverage the bank's money. So I'll give you an example. If Dawn was to buy a $500,000 home, she put the minimum down, which is $15,000. Okay. So you're investing $15,000. But the asset that is going to base your appreciation is on $500,000. There's no other investment like Jesus. That. If you were to invest the same $15,000 into the stock market, your return on investment is only based on the $15,000. So I'll give you an example. If that home that you only invested $15,000 for a $500,000 home, if it goes up 10%, you made $50,000.
Yeah,
on that.
Yep.
The same $15,000 in the stock market, if it goes up 10%, you made $1,500.
Big difference.
Major, I mean, major. So people major. Are like, I can't understand, you know, like how people are making so much money in real estate. Well, that's great that it does that. That's the only tool that does it. But another thing that it does is it compounds off that. So if you make 10% in, say, 2 years, which is normal, you make 10% in 2 years, and now your asset's worth $550. If it goes up another 10%, now you made, you know, 10% on $550, and it keeps compounding.
Yeah. When Rob is talking about, because of what you are saying and then what Rob just said before that, had he known you beforehand, as you're talking and telling the story, I'm like, dear God, had I known Shelby mm-hmm. with the first house I bought mm-hmm. a million years ago, I would own all those houses up to this point.
Yeah.
Right? Where instead it was not do what you're saying, because I'm sure that next step is you keep that one and you go to buy the other one.
Yeah.
And you could use some of the money from that. But what we're taught is sell that house mm-hmm. to buy the next house.
Right. Yep. You sell the house, you use your proceeds for the down
Where
payment on the next
you,
house.
You're not building real estate wealth there?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No cash flow.
I'm glad that I did know you, Shelby, and I knew your team. Your team was amazing getting me into my condo. And I put some work into it, and I've already been looking online. Value has already shot up, and I've already gotten excited, being like, oh boy, I can't see wait and see what happens. And I've got that little itch of like, maybe we could sell it down the line, but I really want to see how much more it's going to grow.
I'm so excited for Kyle that he got in with Shelby first, mm-hmm. because you're going to do what I didn't do. You're going to keep all those houses.
And create
you're
going to
have
flow.
Real estate. I'm very excited for you, Kyle.
Thank you. It is exciting. It feels good.
And that's the kind of reaction we get from maggots who reach out to Shelby, because backing it all the way up, since you have access to under the United Wholesale Lending umbrella, you take care of the financing part and the real estate part, and you always start with one?
The financing.
People go, I got to get a broker. You got to get a real estate broker first. No, that's backwards.
Yep. They want to see the property first. No, you can't see the property without knowing exactly what the game plan is. Otherwise, you're going to make a terrible decision.
Yes.
Phone number is 888-989-9811. You can email us, rad@radradio.com. We're talking with Shelby from financewithshelby.com. Hello there, Phil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to say, Shelby, thanks again. You took, about 50 minutes after your Friday evening talking to me, educating me, and walking me through the HELOC process and other options. I just wanted to boost you up for the other listeners and let them know that it really is you, and you're extremely helpful. Side note, I am working on boosting my credit so we can move forward with that HELOC. And again, thank you, Shelby. I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate your time.
I love it, Phil. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you the other night. And, you know, there you have it. I mean, 50 minutes.
That's like, so generous.
It was great.
5-0?
I had an awesome 50
5-0.
Minutes.
Oh, God. I heard 15. No,
50
wow.
minutes. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I it's crazy. I mean, everybody says the same thing. They're like, oh, my gosh, it's really you. And it doesn't matter if you're going to buy now or in the future, it's all good. You know, hopefully you watch the content that I put out, so it kind of positions you and you kind of know where you're at. But don't hold back from giving me a call. I'll map the entire game plan out. And it doesn't matter if you're by now or the future. Like, my goal is to help as many people as I possibly can, because that's when it comes back. And then people are telling other people. And that's how you grow your business and you do right by others.
This email came in 7 minutes ago. So before we even talked to Phil, Mike wrote in.
Phil on the phone.
Yes, Phil on the phone. Thank you for keeping up.
I was like, who's Phil?
You can email us, RAD@radradio.com. Mike says, the wife and I are working with Shelby right now. I was so happy when he called me himself yesterday to talk about our options. He took 20 minutes out of his day just to help us.
Wow. Yeah.
See?
Love what you do. That's, I mean, obviously, people don't do that unless they love what they do. And you can tell you love helping people.
Yeah, and I love talking shop and talking about real estate and educating. Like, that's it.
So I want to jump to this EEM thing, because this email that we just got in. David wrote in. I'll tell you what EEM is. Settle down. We've talked about it a little bit before, but this is
Isn't
a big one.
Like music?
Close. It's the next progression.
Thanks, Kyle, for the laugh.
You get an EDM, EEM, it's the next progression. Stay with me, people. Come on, it's an alphabet joke. David says, my partner recently reached out to Shelby and talked to him about our issues trying to get a new roof, and Shelby talked about some ideas of getting the roof. One was going through a solar program, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this brings us to energy-efficient mortgages. That's what EEMs are, and this is a big new opening for you. And you said in your email to me when you were saying, you know, why you wanted to hit on this, you said it's not about if you will get solar, it's when.
Yes.
This is sort of like, it's happening, people. You either embrace it now or you embrace it later. It took me 15 years to even come close to being associated with solar because the industry was so messed up.
Yeah.
Many have turned it around. There's still some scum out there. Mm-hmm. But now you're kind of linked. You're adding this to the whole United Wholesale Lending Finance with Shelby.com family.
Yep.
And these EEMs are the key. So explain.
Yeah. So just to give you a perspective on why we even did that and why solar is so important is because what our job is to protect home ownership. And we want to protect the banks. We want to protect people. And by you living in California, PG&E is absolutely crushing home ownership.
Jeez.
And, you know, most homeowners are waiting on the sidelines to save money by refinancing their interest rate. But they don't even look at their largest expense, and that's their power. So that's why we got involved. We have the first financing product approved with Fannie Mae on an FHA mortgage, to where you can actually add solar to your FHA mortgage. And then the best part is you can go and add on a new roof or roof repairs, and you can add that into your loan. And it's not only for people that are, you know, going through an FHA mortgage. We can also help them save on their utility by just getting solar on their own. So if you get solar on your home, we do a full analysis. We use machine learning and AI to create a product. It's kind of like you think of the Zillow estimate for your value, right? It gives you an inspection, or maybe like an appraisal report for your particular property. So we enter in your home's address, we generate a 5-page appraisal, and it tells you how much energy that your home is consuming, how much that you're using, what solar would look like on your home, how much your bill will be dropped down, what your potential savings are in the future. It tells you all of your tax incentives, all of your rebates that you qualify for. And we generate this report traditionally for $100 for a homeowner, but we think it's so valuable that we've incorporated it into our mortgage company, and we're giving it to all of our clients and all of our listeners for free. So if they're interested in checking this out, if you need any roof repairs, you can add that into your solar.
Wow.
You can add in an electrical panel, a whole roof. It's great. And if you're in PG&E territory, it's insane. You literally are going to cut your bill in half.
Well, and this is a little very, very, very local. So for those of you listening around the world, literally on the internet, et cetera, there's also a big story in our region that the smaller electrical companies, like just to name drop one because it's in the news, Roseville Electric, they just announced this extraordinary rate increase over the next year. You're not going to be able to avoid it. Now, I'm new to this whole thing, Shelby, so I may not have this right, but you've been doing it for a few months. But you've also, so you not only offer this, but you are you have roped solar into your umbrella as well, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, or maybe I've got this wrong. Don't people hear this and they go, so now I've got to get a solar company involved, or you can handle that part too?
Yeah, yeah. So we actually partnered with a company that's vertically integrated. And what that means is they actually perform the installs. So that's very important, because what most solar guys do is you have an 18-year-old door knocker, doesn't own a house, doesn't understand real estate. They're not going to ask you the right questions. They're not going to build the system properly. And then they go and just bring this deal to some subcontractor that is going to install solar on your roof. And that is the worst way to do solar. And we had to deal with these all the time, because if I'm refinancing your mortgage, you're buying a house with solar on it, guess who has to figure it out? I do. So we were already doing this. And I'm like, this is terrible what these kids are doing. So we went out, we created this platform using AI and machine learning to first off tell us how much energy is this particular home using, because people are buying a home and they have no idea what they're walking into. So we said, okay, first off, we have to solve the problem of what is available for this particular home? What are they going to use? How much money can I save them? And then we perform the installs in-house. It's our guys. And we it's a great product.
Okay, so since you have this under your umbrella now, does it have to be? Let me read this email here, because it kind of poses my question. We got this from Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
Says, first-time homeowner, I just purchased my home a month ago. I would like more info about adding solar, but I'm not sure where to start. Is that something Shelby can help me out with? Which brings me to my question. Does your role in solar have to be tied to, oh, I'm buying a house? Or could Ruben say, hey, man, I just bought a house a month ago. Can you help me with solar?
Yep, that's exactly right. If whether you're buying a house or you already own a home and you want to vet that out, that's what we do, and that's what our inspection will do. So in his case, he'll go on financewithshelby.com, say that he's interested in the solar. We'll pull up all of his usage. So even though he hasn't been there for over a year, he doesn't know what his usage is. Our system will tell us exactly how much he uses, all of his rebates, government funding, everything for that particular home, and then we can help him.
Pedro wrote in and said, would this roof/solar hack only work for new applications or also for existing FHA loans? So, I mean, you can help with the solar, but I don't know if he's referring to, can you also lower my mortgage, et cetera, but he should still reach out to you either way, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so if he already has an FHA mortgage, he can't roll his solar in at that point. It only works on purchases for now. But
you can help him get solar to save money.
Yeah, still help him to get solar, yeah, and roll in the roof.
Hello there, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, I just was calling to give Shelby some praise. Shelby is Shannon, Jenny and Lewis. We filled out an inquiry. We filled out an inquiry online on his site saying that we were interested in a HELOC to pay off some debt and such, and his team responded in less than 24 hours and then proceeded to say, do you want to get on a call with Shelby tonight? Aww. I said, no, let him have some family time. I don't want his wife, man. So we set up for him to call us the next day. He told us about some options. We told him what we wanted to do. It turns out we have some things we need to work on in order to get a better rate of interest and a higher amount that we can borrow. And he just told us some options, what we would need to do. We went ahead and said, hey, we're going to take care of this stuff before we do anything. That way we can get a better option for us. And he literally just said, Shannon, no problem. Contact us when you want to. We'll always be here to help. Then I got a text from one of his team members saying the same thing, not trying to pressure me into something. And so obviously you would call somebody back like that. So I just want to give him praises.
Aww,
I appreciate you so much. You guys are being super kind today. I love it.
Derek wrote in, but again, this, I knew this solar thing was gonna grab people, because the minute I heard you were into solar, you know, our track record working together, it was like, look, we've got to get hooked up and make sure everybody knows, okay, you got to go through Shelby for this. Financewithshelby.com is still the place to go to reach out and get Shelby involved, no matter whether you're doing the EEM or you have questions. Derek says, I purchased a new build a few years ago and solar was mandatory. I could only choose whether to purchase or lease the solar. I chose to purchase, and when I asked if I could pay off the amount for the solar so that it wouldn't be added to my mortgage, I was told I could not. Why is this? Do you understand any of that?
Yeah, because in California, it is mandated now that all new builds have to come with solar.
Oh, damn.
So if you're buying a brand new build, then the solar's already on it. So it's included in your purchase price. But he did bring up a really good point. He said, if I want to buy or lease, here's another crazy thing. People think that they have to buy solar, right? You think, if I'm gonna buy solar. You don't have to buy solar. You can do what's called a power purchase agreement. This is amazing. What this allows you to do is you don't have to purchase it. It does not go on your credit. There's no loan there that's attached to you. All you're doing is you're signing up to purchase power from the solar utility company at a discounted rate.
Oh.
So right now, PG&E is charging like 50 cents per unit of energy, per kilowatt. With a power purchase agreement, they will come out, install the solar on your house, cost you nothing, and then what they'll do is they're going to charge you 19 cents per kilowatt.
Wow. And PG&E, they take said care it was 50. 50
yes, 50. Dang. It's crazy. Wow. And then PG&E continues to have rate hikes, right? So they're like, oh, this year, 20% rate hike, 10% rate hike. It's insane. With the power purchase agreement, it only stages up like 2% per year. So, and it's free. You do not need to pay. You just elect to get the solar put on. They handle all of the maintenance, install, everything.
Wow. I feel like a lot of people are going, what?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I feel like a lot of people had no clue that existed. Well,
and that's the other thing about when I heard, you know, Shelby was doing solar, I was right away, whoa, we got to get partnered on that. And then when I heard how he was doing it, of course you're doing it better and smarter than everyone else.
Yeah.
Big surprise. A couple more emails. Andrea just wrote in, RAD@radradio.com, says, I love Shelby. He helped me when we were trying to buy our house from my in-laws. I had a rough credit score, low 500s. And in less than 3 months, with Shelby's advice and guidance, it shot up to 720, which I've been told is unheard of. Thank you, Shelby. If you're hesitant to reach out, just do it. You have nothing to lose. That would be financewithshelby.com. Darren says, Shelby just mentioned he takes all the lead calls. It's important that people also know he not only takes the calls and shares his knowledge, but will also follow up. I talked to Shelby a couple of weeks ago about getting a loan for my wife that we'll likely use for a rental. We talked for 30 minutes. I got to pick his brain, which was awesome. He got me the online application and also sent me a text yesterday to follow up and make sure I got what I needed. You are awesome, Shelby. Thanks for having these great connections, Rob.
Do you sleep?
I really wanted to hit on the solar thing, but in these final few minutes, we did real estate as an investment. We talked about United Wholesale Lending, how you cover all the bases. You gave the example of the Dawn example. Do I have this statistic right that the Sacramento real estate market is it the first quarter of 2000 we're using as the metrics on this?
Mm-hmm.
The properties have experienced a total appreciation of 127.5%. This goes back to Dawn's point of, if she and I would have held on to the homes we bought first, how much they've shot up and how, I mean, that's outpacing everything. Over, it outpaces the stock market, everything. Back to your point of how important real estate is.
Does anyone do that out there? And have you, Rob? I know I have. No. You look back on those homes? Don't.
Mm-mm.
Don't. No. I pulled some up and I'm like, oh my God, that's what you're worth right now. And we sold you a billion years ago.
It's a dagger to the heart. And imagine if you think from the concept of not only is that what it's worth now, but had I kept it and I was getting rental rental cash flow because I'm
then I quickly go to, you know what, good for them, and then I want them to get in touch with Shelby to not sell it.
Right.
To like keep it and get another one and rent it.
So we've gone through all that. We did the solar things. I wanted to hit that hard. We mentioned the finance or follow Shelby as well on Instagram at Shelby Elias, ELIAS. What did we miss or what do you want to hammer in the last, you know, 90 seconds?
One last tip. I get a lot of people that come to me and they say, well, I have no money for a down payment, right? And the one thing that keeps popping up is I ask them, do you have a 401k? And most people think like, well, I don't want to touch my 401k, right? But we already touched on what the difference is with you investing $15,000 into your 401k and the difference of your return on investment. Same $15,000 invested on a $500,000 home nets you $50,000 versus $1,500, right? So what you can do is, if you have a 401k, you can borrow, in most cases, up to $50,000 for a purchase of a primary residence. So you may have a down payment. Now, if you don't and your company offers a 401k match program, here's a hack that will allow you to get your employer to pay half of your down payment. So if you have an employee match program, right? Employer match. You go and you put, in, if the example is $15,000 that you're trying to save to, you put $7,500 in your 401k. Your employer matches you $7,500. Now you have enough for the down payment. Yeah. You pull that out, and your employer just paid half of your down payment for your home.
We also got this email from Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Obviously watching us on Rad TV. She wrote in and said, welcome back, Shelby. So glad you're back. And also very glad you're keeping the beard. It's looking very good on you. And it's I noticed, so at first you mentioned the first time you walked in with it months ago, we were like, what is this? But you one of your sons was really into it.
Yeah.
You've trimmed it down now, and so I think you've compromised with the son. You look better with it. You've trimmed it. Is this the new Shelby permanent look or look for now thing?
I think look for now. My son said something to me that really just melted my heart, and he said, I love the beard because it makes you look like a dad. And I'm like,
oh man,
I can't like chills. Not look like a dad to my son. Like, I want him to look at me like a dad, so I can't do it.
All right. So great to have you here. Thank you, man. Shelby Elias from United Wholesale Lending. Find him online at financewithshelby.com. We got to get to Master in Movies for a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. You win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing to be upgraded to the front row. We're going to play a clip from a movie. You got to tell us the title of the movie and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the movie,
I guess Rob's helping me buy a house.
Drop it. Damn it. Everywhere and no winner. 888-989-9811 for Master of Movies.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.